As brought down Rabbi Natan brings down in the Kutei Halachas, that all the troubles and all the confusions that there are in the world, and especially the things of machlekes between people, and the hiddenness of the truth, is all because people do not withstand the test of this taiva. Thus, the new. Ki en, and this is what Rabbi Natan says. Quote. Ki en, There's no greater than the trouble, no greater troubles than the trouble that we have in this generation, that the truth is hidden by avonoteinu rabim. The cause then yimshach rak nifgam tavat ni'uf shimtpashet achshav ba'olam v'yoter. And all this is drawn only from the blemish of lust for immorality that is spread out in the world today a lot. Even people want to behave in a pious way, they're not clean from this lust. And some of them, even their chassidim, pious people, they even do averus mamish. And they don't look at themselves, to fall on their faces to the ground, to scream, to cry to Hashem day, every day, to be saved from what you need to be saved. Like each one knows his own blemishes, his own problems. People do ma'ase zimri, the action of zimri, which we have in the next parasha, I think. Right? Pinchas. And Balak, at the end of Balak. And they ask the world, like Pinchas. We see clearly that Rabbi Natan looked. He was a tzafa, he looked to you, he prophesied, he saw forward to our generation, and he knew that the blemish, the pgam of brit, will be spread out very much. And he wrote what he wrote. He also, of course, in those days, the pritzut wasn't like today. It was nothing compared to today. It was considered the most not sneeze woman in our modern days is the most sneeze woman maybe today. Not the most, but one of the most. Yeah?
What do you say? Priyut?
Priyutus. Immorality, nakedness. Immodesty. Right? And if Rabbi Natan would have been in our days, what would have he written? He wouldn't have had any words. He just would have written, What else can he say? Today, there's internet and Facebook. What is he going to write? If that's what he wrote in his days. What did he write in his days? All this is drawn from the blemish of the desire for immorality that's spread around the world. What are you talking about? In the generation of Natan, there was still great tzaddikim. What are we going to say? Well, Rabbi Natan was in our days, he wouldn't have said a word. The only word he would have said would be oi. Oi lanu, woe to us that so happened in our days that our brothers with beards and pears looking at the internet, they look at all kinds of bad things. And it's known in the Rabbeinu Arizal how many fasts a person needs to fast to fix this sin for a tzad zera al-batalan. Taking out Zera Vatala in vain. 84 fasts. And if a person was with a married woman, 325 fasts. And if 325. 325. And if she's Nida, whoa. The kids, so we could die right now. Salam Aleichem, Avida. Good luck, Hashem. And even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, taught us, and he said that we need to be easy and lenient on those which want to do tshuva and not to do fast. Fine, we won't fast, but still we have to understand how bad it is, you know, from the fixing that the Arizal gave these kind of people. We have to understand how bad this thing is. These averos are. Right? And all these horrible sins, people are stumbling in the internet, and many, many people have failed already. And many families were destroyed. And many boys and girls went down to the 50th gate of contamination and lower than that. Therefore, its obligation to uproot from its roots this lust, this bitter lust, and to beg Hashem to remove from us all the imaginations and thoughts. And also the Holy Torah wouldn't have been prohibiting us from looking at immodest pictures. Even without Judaism, it's complete foolishness to look at these things. They go into imagination. Be'etzem, kol yiru avera, even a thought of avera, it's a stupidity to itself. Stop, even literally, just the way it is. Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh said in Sichot Aran, Pam achad diber imi minyan mi'us tava yadua. Once Rabbeinu spoke with me regarding the disgusting of the famous taiva, and he said then that someone who has thoughts of yurei ni'uf, of morality, is a shoite. You know what a shoite means? It's crazy. Because even if Adam Pashut, a balabas, he also doesn't want to be caught, chas v'shalom, and doing such a aveiros like he's thinking of. Right? Right? Could catch him with a different woman. So why should he stop making himself crazy in the head? And we learned the Rebbe and said, like, it's in our power to move our thoughts to wherever thoughts we want. So a lot of times there will be a tikkun to a person when Hashem brings to him bad thoughts, and his tikkun is to ignore them and think only good thoughts. And that's a tikkun for the bad things that he did. He was with the women and was did aveiros, and he has bad thoughts, and he removes it, then it's a tikkun. תשים את זה בשקט. טוב. גם כשמתחתנים עם אישה, and also when we marry a woman, it's not for the lust, חס ושלום. It's a work of ויתור, what is a ויתור? לבטל. זה אומר... Put your head down and settle. Okay? Right? Not working on his midas to change himself, to understand a person that his connection with his wife is only from the side of lust. Right? He desires to be an animal. So the Peleirites writes that his Be'ila is similar to Be'ila Znus. It's close to be a Be'ila Znus. What Be'ila Znus means? The ilat znut, like going with a prostitute.
So you're treating, if you're lusting after her, you're treating her as a prostitute.
Exactly, because you don't care anything about her, you just care about yourself. So why need your wife? Well,
he's just with his wife, but he's not. It's the way he's with his wife.
Yeah. It's the way. And it puts the satan between them, and there's a fire of achloket. That's what Chazal say. Lo zachu esh lo chaltam, if they're not married, fire eats them up. They married, so there's a shechina between them. So of course, the person has to remember that he just has to work on himself. That's all work. The whole thing is to work. I should focus, be with my wife only with kedusha, only with, think only of her and any other woman. It's minimum. I should care about her, give her everything in the love that she needs. So, daven. You daven, it works. Your mind can be very focused. So, a little bit more. And in truth, this matter is relevant also for women. Because also women are commanded not to transgress laws in the Torah, of not to covet, not to lust, not to search. And also by them, it's relevant to be drawn after false things of grace, false grace. Can? It's not like a man who's crazy. He looks he sees a piece of cloth which he can think that maybe he can make a woman's dress out of it, and right away his mind goes off. Can? But by the way, a woman, it's other things. It's other things, yeah? Chalas says, someone who looks at what doesn't belong to him, at the end they take what belongs to him. If Shaman will take what belongs to him. If a person looks at other women, at the end his wife will betray him. Many, many stories like that. Because the pnimius of guarding the eyes, the internal part of it, is that that belongs, that is relevant to every person in the world, is that to be happy with what I have, not to look outside what I don't have. If I'm looking out, that means I'm not content with what I have. I want to be content with what I have. I'm not jealous of what he has. I'm not comparing myself to what he is. Only to be happy with the success of everyone, to be happy with what others have, and not to want it for myself. The Duma, for example. Mishu mitchatel, a person gets married. So also a person who's still a bachelor, who's not married yet, should also be happy completely with him. Why? I'm so, for Hashem, I'm happy that person, this person get married, everything. Someone who doesn't have children, right? And he should be happy when his friend has children. What does he got to do with that? What he took from him that he doesn't have children? Where does jealousy come in? Someone took with me from something. He has and I don't have, so what? He has what he needs to have, and I have what I need to have. Okay? So it all depends of if you have a good eye or a bad eye. Which means to be jealous, to have, sorry, why I don't have, that's considered to be have a bad eye. That's considered to look at what you don't have.
Because having a bad eye or being jealous could prevent maybe having children, okay, getting married.
Yeah, 100%. Because we say you can take what even a person could deserve, it will take away from them.